It seems everyone is thinking about what he or she wants to see bolstered or slashed when it comes to federal ag spending.
Crop insurance.
Programs that help build the next generation of farmers and ranchers.
It's a litany of regulatory issues.
Access to affordable farmland.
Programs that encourage inefficient use of resources.
The number one issue I am hearing about is crop insurance.
Those voices will all be introduced soon. What you need to know first is that political alliances are blurred when it comes to the Farm Bill. Take it from Illinois Democrat Sherry Bustos, a member of the House Agriculture Committee.
I don't think we have to apply a party label to most of what we need to move forward, again, for our family farmers and for the ag industry.
The National Young Farmers Coalition welcomes all comers. Here's spokesman Andrew Barenberg.
We need more young people in agriculture, and we don't care, you know, what they want to grow, how they want to grow it, or where. We need everyone.
One of the main rallying issues is the crop insurance program, which was reconceived just 5 years ago in the last Farm Bill. Much of Bustos' Western Illinois district is covered in corn and soybeans, and her constituents want to preserve the program.
And now what our family farmers are telling us is that don't fix what's not broken, that the crop insurance is working, it's working well, and, first do no harm.
Of that you can be sure, says Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman and Kansas Republican Pat Roberts.
It's a debate we'll win. Every farm organization, every commodity group, every small community bank, or for that matter any bank or any lending institution, farm credit, all the rest, know that farmers have to have crop insurance.
The government spends billions of dollars every year on crop insurance, which helps farmers in times of catastrophic losses and low commodity prices. That type of financial commitment draws together disparate interest groups, from the Conservative Heritage Foundation to the left-leaning Environmental Working Group. All of them believe the crop insurance program allows profitable farms to sometimes unfairly see windfall at taxpayers' expense.
We are providing incentives for farmers to increase effectively the amount of risk they take because they don't bear the consequences of those risks.
That's Vince Smith, who's been an ag economist for decades and is the director of agriculture studies at the American Enterprise Institute, a free market think tank. He says, and it's true, the U.S. is spending more on protecting producers than food and ag research.
That's sort of how out of whack, if you like, our current farm program policy has become.
But the federal government spends even more on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. It's commonly referred to as food stamps and is another big rallying point for lawmakers and interest groups. Darren Bax is the Heritage Foundation's research fellow in ag policy, and he comes down on the side of cleaving SNAP from the Farm Bill.
The whole point of doing it is so that legislators are accountable for their actions and their votes, that they can't hide behind one or the other program.
But Greg Fogel with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says the biggest group of allies for the Farm Bill that he sees wants
a unified Farm Bill. That's the nutrition community, the conservation community, the ag and farm communities, research communities, and others.
Senator Roberts says Fogel can rest easy when it comes to separating SNAP.
No, we're not going to do that in the Senate. We wouldn't get 60 votes.
And Roberts should know. He's working on his seventh farm bill, and for him, the politics are simple.
We want everybody that's involved in agriculture, and that's a whole bunch of people, to saddle up and ride in behalf of this farm bill once we put it together.
Keep in mind that it's early in the process, and factions can fracture easily. Erica Hunzinger, Harvest Public Media.
Support for Harvest Public Media comes from this station and from the Center for Great Plains Studies at the University of Nebraska, host of April's Conservation and Tourism Conference, Plains Safaris in Kearney, Nebraska. Learn how tourism can save our natural environment and help communities grow. More at go.unl.edu/tourism.